And joining us this morning from the BBB of Southern Colorado, Jonathan Liebert is here. Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, good morning.
It's great to see you. Happy New Year.
To you as well. Thanks for having me.
Did you guys have great holiday season? I heard that about this massive like holiday decoration competition at the BBB.
It was kind of a small thing. It turned into a large thing, but yes. next year, you have to come check it out. It's a thing now, I believe.
It's a thing. That's right. Awesome. Well, we're so glad you're here. Tax season has just begun, and as we found out, tax scams already topping the list in our area for scams.
Yes, they are. Unfortunately, here we go again, right?
Yeah.
Every year, this is an issue. And, you know, one of the things to consider this year as well that many folks may not think about is that you remember the Equifax breach, right? Haven't heard too much about that, but this is something to consider with that huge, huge download of data. And then you also had even the Marriott, breach as well.
Right.
That information is out there. People have been getting ready for this kind of prime time season of scams. And so something to think about if you've not been affected before. Your data, again, if you didn't check around that Equifax time, something to think about as well, that your data could be out there.
Now, how do some of these scams work, especially these IRS, these tax scams work?
So there's a couple of things. There's the tax scam itself, and there's also the identity theft that can go with that as well. But the scam itself, typically you're going to get somebody claiming to be an IRS agent calling you on the phone. It usually will start with a robocall saying that, you know, you need to pay or else. You're going to go to jail, you're going to get fined, contact us immediately, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to try to really kind of scare you and get you to move quickly. And just one thing to know, an easy way to spot this is that typically the first point of contact, if the IRS is trying to get a hold of you, they're going to send you something in the mail. They're not going to call you, they're not going to email you.
Right.
So that's one of those big things, big signs. If you get that phone call or if you get that email that looks very official with the logos and everything else, and again, they're going to try to get you to act quickly. IRS is going to give you time to ask questions.
Well, and one thing that I would also think would be a red flag is how they ask you to pay. If it's like, we need your money now.
So they might pressure you into paying back by a prepaid debit card or that wire transfer, right? Mm. So absolutely. You know, they want the money immediately. They want it now. And it's going to be kind of in these unconventional ways that, again, another red flag absolutely is how you're going to pay.
I've been the recipient of one of those phone calls, and it was a mechanical voice too.
Right.
I mean, it was just like, really, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
And we're going to have the local cops come get you. The way even the wording was just bad.
Right.
But again, all it takes is one person to fall for it and they make some money.
It does. And that's the unfortunate part, right? We keep talking about this, keep telling people to be aware, but unfortunately, they keep falling for it. And scammers keep making money off of this, so they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, and another one of these scams, right, is, we have money for you. Is that right? We have a tax refund.
We have a refund. Right. Just give us this information or give us your account information so we can put it in there or, pay this handling fee or something along those lines. And that's something else people really got to be careful of.
Right.
And the other piece of this, too, is just this identity theft. People are going to use your Social Security number to file on your behalf.
Mm.
And so, for those folks, I know it's nobody in this room, right, that wait till the last minute. It's better to file them as early as possible just to make sure that you're getting your information in there. Otherwise, by the time you file your taxes, somebody else could have filed for you, kind of unbeknownst to you. So don't wait too long. Get your information in as soon as you can. It's better that way. People, again, are going to use your information to file on your behalf and get that check sent to them as well.
Well, I had a friend who had that happen to them, and they went to go file their taxes, and the IRS was like, wait, what? No, we've already had your file. And then to prove to the IRS that you are who you are actually turns into kind of a big nightmare.
It is. And unfortunately, this is a good chunk of time the IRS is now having to spend figuring out who's legitimate and who's not.
And they may have already sent your money
to
somebody else.
That's correct.
So you just need to protect yourself and know all of these tips, which I'm sure you guys have on your website, right?
Absolutely. Folks can go to bbb.org at any time and look for these scam tips. But if you are getting those robocalls and you're getting information from people that are requesting more information from you, please report it. You can go to bbb.org as well as Scam Tracker, BBB Scam Tracker as well. And so on that Scam Tracker website that we have, you can report that scam and that information on there so that other people will know this was a robocall from this number, this person, this name as the individual, the agent, who contacted me. Put that information out there. Searchable by Google. And when folks are typing that information in to see if it's a scam or not, it'll come up. So a lot of folks know that this is out there, may get those calls. Just, put it into that Scam Tracker. Help other people out.
Help other people. Perfect. It's hard to believe it's already started and already one of the top scams in our area.
We'll be talking about this for a couple months, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Jonathan Liebert, thank you so much. And again, the website is
BBB.org.
Thank you, Jonathan Liebert.
Thank you very much.